Fuller Information Technologies, Saturday nights at 7 on 55 KRC, the talk station.
Well, 12:34 it is. You're at home with Gary Sullivan. And, boy, it's been yesterday was a beautiful day. Day before was beautiful. A little rain. Big kind of a coolish fall, though. I think you agree. And, I don't know, many of us have maybe turned our furnace on. And then the temperature for the next couple of weeks certainly looks nice and chilly, nice and fall-like. But if you're in a home with poor insulation or old drafty windows, you're probably not looking forward to the energy bills. Or when you have a nice windy night with rain like yesterday, the rattling of the windows. And maybe it's time to be thinking about replacement windows. I know many of you have talked about that. Many of you right now are investing in your home. And so joining me now is Brady Morris. He is with Champion Window. And Brady, welcome again to At Home with Gary Sullivan. How are you?
Doing good, sir. How's everybody today?
Good. So how's the window business during this year?
It's been pretty amazing, Gary. Like you were talking about before, people being at home a lot more. You know, with home offices being popular, schools, homeschooling, home gyms. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are wanting to add more space even with sunrooms than... Window-wise, I mean, it's been pretty incredible in terms of just the amount of homes we've been in.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Let's kind of start with the basics and help people out. I know you're with Champion Window, but how do people determine, what's the main reason for getting windows? Is it appearance? Is it draftiness? Is it they don't work? What do your consumers tell you?
You know, it's really a lot of multitude of things that compound over the years. It's amazing that, you know, we go into the house and almost every appointment we go into, it's, well, this is the first time we've ever bought windows. I mean, it's not something people do every day. So a lot goes into the process of purchasing a window. And so often we just hear, you know, we've been fighting the draft for years. We've been meaning to do this for years. Mm. You know, that window, the seal has been broken. We've been staring at a foggy window operation. But, yeah, and as... You know, energy costs continue to go up. That's a major factor as well. People's energy bills go up, and a lot of times, you know, once people realize the type of difference it makes, they can see that they've been paying for windows for a long, long time. They just don't own new windows. They're just, sure. You know, giving it to the wrong company.
Yeah, yeah. So, obviously, windows as part of our home is a good-sized investment. And I think anybody that's shopped for replacement windows, the one thing they quickly find out is everybody says their window's the best.
exactly.
And that's true, isn't it? I mean, you know, even if the window's garbage, it's the best window you ever had. So
right. From
a consumer standpoint, what should a consumer be looking for to have that question answered? That, you know, everybody wants the best window, and they want the most energy efficient. And so... What do they look for?
I mean, there is a National Fenestration Rating Council. There's an NFRC label that windows have that can help consumers determine the claims that a company's making against their window in terms of efficiency and quality. Mm-hmm. You know, they look at the quality of materials, craftsmanship, because like you just jokingly said a moment ago, yes, everybody sells the best window,
right.
No matter who comes into your home.
Right.
You know, looking at 10 different windows from 10 feet away, they all look the same, and they can range from $200 to $3,000 from one end to the other. So a lot goes into quality of workmanship, the type of warranty that window comes with. You know, so it all adds up to, you know, the overall value of what you can afford.
Sure, sure. Yeah, exactly, exactly. Well, the one thing we're seeing in real estate market right now is, you know, I think Cincinnati is like the number two real estate market for used homes, if you will. Homes are selling in like 2 and 3 weeks right now. It's not always the case, and it won't always be the case. Also, people may be looking even downsizing and realizing if they downsize, it'll cost as much to buy a new home, smaller than the house they've got. So I guess people start saying, hey, we need to invest in our home. We need to take care of those windows. So what kind of, I mean, is that safe to say when I'm kind of painting that picture? People are going to stay in their homes, and that's why this industry is on fire right now.
Oh, no, very much so. I mean, that's a lot of people weigh out options in terms of moving, and they realize that what they have is special, and they, you know, as long as they put love and, you know, a little TLC in there, they're going to get back what they put in.
Sure, sure. When you there's all different kinds of windows. Is there any particular trend in windows that's hot right now compared to what replacement windows was hot 10 years ago?
Well, I mean, colors are something that's becoming more and more popular. So with what we see out there is the demand for different options in terms of rather than just having a white or a tan window,
right,
which by far are the most popular options available.
Correct.
But Champion has what's known as a color bonding process where we're able to bond a color to the exterior of the window to give a consumer options. Even the inside, we're able to give incredible wood grain options on the vinyl window to give you all the beauty and aesthetics of real wood without the the maintenance of the real wood. It makes it a lot nicer.
Well, you bring up a good point, too. vinyl, just talk about the pros of having a vinyl replacement window. I think there's many.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, definitely in terms of expansion and contraction, helps build a tighter window for the home. Maintenance-free, you don't have to worry about moisture exposure, sun exposure, wood rotting, you know, deterioration. And it really gives the consumer a permanent solution for the window opening rather than, you know, yes, you can invest as much as you can even imagine. I mean, so often people are kind of blown away at what a window investment really is.
Right.
And, I mean, it's like anything. I mean, you get what you pay for in terms of quality. Yes, it might look nice, but not necessarily last the way you want it to or give you what you're looking for.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it really lies into it.
So you can get colors, you can get wood grains, and, you know, it doesn't transfer heat and cold. And I'll tell you what, I put Champion windows in. It's probably been 4 years now, I guess, isn't it, Brady? Something like that.
Yeah, it does go pretty quick, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does. But I remember the wood windows I had were junk, and they were put in when the house was built. And mm-hmm. literally in 15 years, they were falling apart. It could be 5 years since I had the Champion windows installed. But it was probably the best investment we did from a standpoint of being able, I'm going to say enjoy windows, which some people listening right now are going, you're nuts. How do you enjoy windows? Well, I can tell you how you enjoy it. This has been a lovely, lovely fall. And we've enjoyed our windows in the fall because we can open and close them with ease. They're not falling apart when we're opening and closing them.
Yeah, you're not fighting them. It's not a struggle. It's easy to be able to just walk over and unlock it with one hand, you know, operate the window.
And from an energy perspective, and I can't tell you dollar savings or any of that, but I can tell you, yesterday it was warm out, and we, you know, obviously there was no air conditioning, no furnace on, the windows were open. That front went by, it was 71 degrees in the house. We closed the window. It's like 45 degrees outside right now. It's been that for about 6-7 hours now. Temperature in our house right now is 70 degrees. One degree.
Yep.
And I give
a lot
of credit.
Without having to kick the furnace on.
Right. I mean, it's held that heat, and we were noticing it. So we've enjoyed it from a monetary perspective and also a comfort perspective and being able to use them. So are the... There's different types of replacement windows that Champion has, too. Everybody always thinks replacement windows, it's the double hung, it goes up and down. But you got options, right?
Very much so. Everything we do is custom built and tailored specifically to the consumer, what their needs are, the size of the openings we're putting them in. So, yeah, I mean, your up and down double hung window, you have sliding windows that go left and right, casements that crank open. And it's more, you know, having a Champion representative out into the house. It's not just, you know, we're coming in and we're going to put back with what you had. It's a professional that comes in and really gives the consumer options that they may not even have thought of because they didn't know any different. So when we come in, it's really helping to develop a really good solution and in most cases give their home even more function and enjoy opening and closing the windows, much like you were saying before.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I've got some more questions, so sit tight. And one of the questions is about dividers in a window or not. I think a little trend's going on there. And I got a bunch more. We'll find out what makes Champion different. than other people selling windows. We'll cover it all as we continue At Home with Gary Sullivan right here on 55 KRC, the talk station.
Get Sean Hannity weekdays at 3 on 55 KRC and online at 55KRC.com.
Brady Morris, he's my guest. He is with Champion Window, talking about energy efficiency of windows, talking about style of windows, because there are different types of windows out there, whether it's a wood window, a vinyl window, metal windows. There's all different kinds. So talking a lot of that. In the style aspect, Brady, where do we stand on dividers in windows? I've read articles about the old, I don't know, what were they like? 8x10 dividers are not as popular as they once were.
Yeah, we don't see the mullions, the grids, the dividers as much as we used to. I mean, it's pretty common, you know, builders still put them in. So in terms of the original window in your home, you may have the grids, the dividers in there. Yeah. More often than not, though, when homeowners are replacing windows, they're actually taking those out.
Interesting.
But it's still a great option.
And that's the key. It is an option. I quite honestly, and maybe I'm just old-fashioned, I couldn't look out a window without the dividers. But in fact, at one time we hit them without the dividers. I had to get dividers added to them. Now,
yeah.
There's different styles of dividers also, right, where – you know, if you have a smaller window, I can understand why you might not want the dividers, you know, just claustrophobia and stuff. But there's different styles of dividers.
Yes, there are. And again, that's something that a lot of homeowners aren't really aware of. They just think of the dividers as essentially the small squares or the small rectangles in your mm-hmm. window. Mm-hmm. Champion, we do have some nice options in terms of what is known as a prairie or prairie. Don't see the diamond grids as much anymore, rather.
Right.
And we do see those still with the Tudor-style homes. I mean,
correct.
It does have its place as well. Mm-hmm. But when we were able to show the consumer, show a customer, that they can still achieve a nice decorative look and still maintain a lot of viewable space, because that's mm-hmm. one of the complaints we hear sometimes when people want to take the grids out of the window, the dividers right. out, is to make the room feel a little bit larger. But and then you'll have this side where I really like the design. I just can't look at a clear sheet of glass,
right,
and that's where the other grid options come in, to where
sure.
you still get that little design character, the open
yeah.
clear view.
Well, Champion Windows, they are custom made, that's for sure. Now, can I see these windows or dividers anywhere? I guess you got them on your website, but a showroom or?
Yeah, we sure do. We have an incredible website, championwindows.com, but and then our showroom right up there in Sharonville, on top of the 275 loop there, it is amazing. We've got every window style you can imagine on display, full-size sunrooms built in there, entry doors built in there, and all the options that we're discussing in terms of the colors, the wood grain features, the different divider types are on full display, fully functional, operational windows there, Champion.
So you've answered this already, I guess, in a couple of answering my questions, but what makes Champion different? It stands out, obviously. It's got a great showroom. That's one thing that makes it stand out, but you've got other things mm-hmm. that makes Champion Windows very unique.
Very much so. I mean, we do make buying windows about as easy as you can imagine. Help our customer through every step of the process, where our warranty covers damages through the life of the window. Also, Champion, we design everything. We build it ourselves. We install it. Therefore, we guarantee it. It's one phone number for the entire process, and everything is 100% American-made right here in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Tell me about that warranty, because that warranty, I don't know if anybody has a warranty like that. It's a special warranty.
It really is. And the homeowners say, okay, lifetime warranty, because you'll see that. I mean, that term is thrown around so often, you'll see it on products at your big box stores. And, it's really quite incredible to be able to pick the phone up and just call in and truly hear, no problem, when can we come out and take care of it? And it is lifetime on, of course, the glass breakage. See a fair where homeowners see the moisture in there, even your screen, which is just incredible.
I was just going to bring that up.
Yeah, accidental screen. You know, if you tear the screen, if bugs chew it up, it gets weathered, tattered, whatever it may be, mm-hmm. we will rescreen your screen free of charge. It's just really quite impressive.
Yeah,
and it does transfer. So should you choose to sell your home, it's a nice feature to be able to pass that warranty on to a potential buyer to make your house more marketable as well.
Yeah. Well, the one feature of that I liked when I did Champion Windows in my home, and first of all, like everybody else, you know, it was a project. So we were going to do the backside of the house. That's where most of the bad windows were. And did that in, I think, October. And in January, we loved the windows so much, we ended up having the front side of the house done.
Yeah.
It was incredible. I mean, they were just outstanding windows. And is that what you hear from your customers in many cases?
Very much so. Phasing or staging of a project has become more and more common. And that's because, you know, consumers are more becoming, which is, it's a thing, but it, you know, it comes with a price too. It's more quality minded rather than just trying to get something done for the sake of getting it done. Because what you see and what you find is it's not long. You're battling. You're right back to where you were. The whole reason you went to replace the windows the first time, and a couple of years, you're right back there again.
Yeah.
So it's more common for people to kind of get the quality they want, maybe do 5 windows, 10 windows at a time, whatever it may be, over the course of 2 or 3 years, rather than just doing it all at one time. And one of the advantages Champion provides is because we are the manufacturer,
right.
You call us back, you're not going to hear, well, I'm really sorry, folks, but that model's discontinued. We can't get you parts for it. You know, we're no longer an authorized dealer now. You know, there's nothing we can do. Whereas a Champion, of course, we can come out and build that for you again.
Yeah.
No problem.
That was the thing I was definitely going to bring up, is so many window companies, even some, quite honestly, some big name window companies, you know, you get 15 years down the road and it's like, no, we don't build that anymore. Tough. And I know you guys, you know, you sell them, you build them, you install them. One phone call, that's a great feature to have. And so how's the COVID-19 affecting installation or presentations to people for new windows? Did I lose you, Brady?
I think you may have lost him.
There we go. I'm back now. Can you hear me?
Back? Yeah.
Yep.
So the question was, with COVID-19, how is that affecting installation or sales presentations, or how are you working around that?
Well, it is a workaround, and, you know, we take all the necessary guidelines, meeting with customers outside if necessary. That's become very popular there. Whatever makes a customer feel comfortable, we're definitely willing to accommodate. It is not.
He's losing his signal. I've been on the other end of that before, haven't I, Danny?
Yes.
And doing an interview and losing a signal. Brady, I got you covered. You know, it's championwindow.com. And you can certainly check out their website and reach out to Champion. And, again, don't feel bad about getting windows in January, because I had them installed in January. And, you know, they're in and out of the house. When they said they would stage them well, they do. They stage that project beautifully. They tent it off. So it's not like you got just a big open hole in your house. They do a wonderful job of being energy efficient when they're installing them, even in the coldest of days. And, you know, one thing we're finding is a lot of people wanting lots of things for the remodeling of their homes. So if you've said, I'm done with this, we need windows, get on top of that project right away. And a beautiful showroom, it's right out in Sharonville. You can just stop in there, take a look at some of the windows. There's some knowledgeable people that can walk you through the process of the coloring, the energy efficiency, the type of windows that you may be interested in. Or you can give them a call, and they'll be happy to come to the home and walk you through that. And I'm sure they do Zoom meetings with you also. So however you're comfortable getting the information that you need to make a decision. But I can tell you, I would say I love my Champion windows. So if that's good enough for you, you can still do your homework, but we're very satisfied with ours. All right. Thanks much, Brady. I appreciate it. Again, Brady Morris, he is with Champion Window, and we thank him for the time he gave us today. And I know many of you are working on lots of things, so keep it going. As I look outside right now, a lot of leaves have already dropped, some still on the trees, but I can never remind you enough that once the leaves have stopped falling, you've got to get those gutters cleaned out. If you don't have a gutter brush in them, or you don't have helmets in them, or if you have some gutter screens in there and they're looking like they're kind of half in and half out, get up there, get those gutters clean and free-flowing. A lot of damage can occur when you've got blockage in the gutter and the downspout and you're in the winter months. So put that on your calendar right now. For a couple weeks, get those things clean. All right. Again, the podcast is up and about on fireplace safety and maintenance. You can pick that up at the iHeart app or our website, GarySullivanOnline.com. Danny Boy, thank you much. Good Lord willing, we'll both be back tomorrow morning for more At Home with Gary Sullivan.